Good morning. So we are on a big road trip today. We are going to join the Great American Convoy. It's my first time getting to ride with Adam Sandoval. So we're going to take you on that journey today. If that's something you're interested in, don't go anywhere. It's going to be a day full of riding and good people. Hi, I'm Mike with Riding in the Ozarks, where we talk about riding, rallies, wrenching, do gear reviews, and Harley-Davidson news. And today, it's all about riding. So let's get into it. We have a two-hour ride just to meet up, so we're taking the bagger today. We're joining people at Renegade Harley-Davidson at 9 a.m., and then we're going to head to Pig Trail Harley-Davidson to meet Adam Sandoval and sign up for the registration. So we got to get some miles covered and then meet some people, so it's time to get on the road. We have made it to Renegade Harley-Davidson. We've got people already waiting when we got here. More bikes are coming in, more people coming. So I think we're going to have a good little group going down to Rogers, Arkansas for the Great American Convoy. That makes my heart feel good to see people come together supporting a cause like this. And I saw the delivery truck pull in. So I'd say they're getting new 2025, 2026 models off the truck here this morning as well. So that's pretty cool. Oh, I think I see the new Super Glide just came off the truck. I'm gonna turn the camera around, but I think it's gonna be too far away for you guys to see. So that's their service building up there, and that is a white bike with red and blue on the tank. That's gotta be the new Super Glide, so they just got their numbered Super Glide in. That's pretty awesome. All right, I came inside Renegade Harley-Davidson to get signed in because they're doing a giveaway here for Father's Day at 3 o'clock, but I'm not gonna be back in time. So I got signed up for that. Check in for the Rolling USA. You can do the Let's Ride Challenge stuff here. They've got a booth out here. They're going to be pulling tickets later today and stuff. But we're going to go get on the road. It's time to go meet up with the convoy. We had an awesome ride in, a little over 100 miles from Renegade. Weather is perfect, no injuries, no accidents. We had one small quick breakdown and they were back up and they were just a few minutes behind. Everybody got here safe. We're gonna go inside, pay, meet Adam, get registered, all that stuff, take a look around and get ready to go. I only used a third of a tank, so I'm not gonna gas up. Some people are gonna have to get gas, things like that, so they're getting ready to do that. I've never rode with Adam, so this will be my first time riding with him. So I don't know what the lineup situation or any of that. We'll figure it out. But it's been a good time. And there's Nick, the last of the Straddlers. He stopped for gas too. So been a great time. I really appreciate everybody coming out, supporting this event, riding with us to get here. It's been a great morning. We got over 200 miles in so far. All right, let's go see what's going on here at Pig Trail Harley-Davidson. We'll be right back. All right, guys, we got to register for the show. We got to watch 12 o'clock shop do a stunt show. They got a bike show going on here. It's been a good time, but it is time. It is time to go ride in the Great American Convoy with Adam Sandoval. So we're figuring out where we got to line up. We're going to get geared up. I'm going to get cameras on the bike, and we're going to go do this thing and head back to Renegade Harley-Davidson in Springfield, Missouri. So hope you're having a good time riding along with us. And remember, this is for a great cause. So Adam's got a website. I'll put a link to it down below where you can check the route. Maybe you can join him somewhere, help support the cause. They just ask for donations, and you can scan a code when you do your donation and sign up to win a Road Glide Liberty Edition. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool thing he's doing with Harley Davidson to give that away and raising money. So let's hit it. All right, the convoy has arrived at Renegade Harley-Davidson, and we had a great ride. It's a big group. You're going to get split up with traffic and stuff, and that was a little bit of a crazy mess, but then they all collected up before we got to Renegade. I got up here early and got a good parking spot. Got to come in here, and the Super Glide that they dropped off this morning has already been sold. I got to meet the owners, take a picture of them, throw that up in the video here. Congratulations to them. This baby is sold, but check it out. There it is. Didn't last a full day, and it's sold. They're back there doing the paperwork on it right now. And that's number 409. People are making their donations, getting signed up for the convoy here, checking in. Adam's, I think, getting his bike cleaned up or serviced or something back here, but I'm sure he'll be around. And Renegade's got snacks out here for everybody. So they're putting on a good deal for everybody, taking care of them, got waters and stuff. We had a blast riding with Nick and my crew, and Busted Knuckles is with us, and it's just been a good time coming out supporting a good cause. I definitely recommend you try and do this. And I will say, like, coming out of someplace like Pig Trail Harley-Davidson where there's a bunch of lights and stuff, you need to stay close together, and you need to be able to roll through the lights. If you're not comfortable rolling through the light with the group and you're going to stop, you probably should be at the back, because we had people got broke up because of that, because they wouldn't go, even when the road was being blocked by blockers and stuff. So that's just part of a big convoy like this that you got to be careful about. You know, I'm not saying don't participate, but I'm saying if you're not comfortable with that, you might want to ride toward the back so you're not holding up the rest of the group. You know, I know some people may not like that, but it makes it really tough when everybody gets all split up and there's only so many people in the midst to pick up people and try and guide them on and stuff. Makes it hard on a group like this. I'm gonna take a look around. We're not done yet. I still gotta get home, so we're not done. I'm gonna get some parts and pick up something for Firecracker. She got on her cruise today, and so I'm gonna bring her a little something home.
Also, we are giving away a bike on this convoy, so you can scan that QR code. Every single stop is a chance to enter, and also when we leave today, before we leave today, we're going to be giving away Legend Suspension. So you got to scan a QR code for that as well and show us where you get up here. But with that, let's start raising some money for these veterans, guys. Thanks a lot.
On the way home, I found myself reflecting on the day we just had. We were blessed with great weather, and hundreds of people came out to support a great cause. convoy raised over $25,000 the first day out. The riding in southwest Missouri and northwest Arkansas is fabulous. We took one of my favorite roads on the way to the Pig Trail Harley-Davidson dealership. It is often referred to as the Missouri Roller Coaster, and it's a stretch of Highway 76 just east of Cassville, Missouri. I highly recommend it if you're in their area and on two wheels. I always love getting to share miles and smiles with old friends and new friends, but this day was a little different for me as a creator. I was a little overwhelmed by the amount of people that recognized me and wanted to say hi or thank me for the content that I make. It isn't unusual for someone to recognize me at a dealership or a rally, and I've gotten somewhat used to it, but this event was different. Maybe because the crowd for this event is just more social media focused, and I had more of this than usual, but it really meant a lot to me. There are days I wonder if the sacrifices involved with making content at this level are worth it. But days like this fill my cup up and remind me I'm reaching real people out there and that my efforts are appreciated. So I just want to say thank you to everyone that took the time to visit with me at this event. I hope I see you at the next one. Maybe I can even join the convoy for a few days next time. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up and consider subscribing to see more content like this in the future. Don't forget to ring that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video. Y'all stay safe and keep on riding. We'll see you in the next one.